Today is an excellent day because I was able to get my Apple Watch delivered to me. The only trouble is it was delivered to my mum's address in England and I won't be going there until next week. So while other people are playing with their Apple Watches today and actually getting to use some of the applications on there to do various things, I have to leave it there in a box. But while I was having the thing delivered, which was actually very good because I got a message from the delivery company to say it was going to be there in the next 10 or 15 minutes just before it arrived, and my mum was able to go to the door and get it, and then she did the unboxing and we recorded it on video so that I could show people that I've got a new watch and just show my mum having a look at it as well, because I thought it was quite interesting. You know the way it is that mums and old ladies, because she's an old lady these days, the way that they sort of put their iPad or iPhone or whatever down and you only see the top of the head. And I tried asking her to move the iPhone, actually the iPad she was using to record it. So I asked her to move it a couple of times and she didn't. But never mind. It was funny anyway, and she did sort of a bit of a twirling of the watch on the screen and everything was just marvellous. I'm really looking forward to trying out a few different applications. I'm looking forward to trying out some of my favourite applications, like Drafts. That's Apple Watch ready. And also Clear, that's for list making. And what else have we got? We've got Day One. Oh yeah, that's going to be brilliant, that is, because I'm making notes all the time to put in my journal, and it'd be great to do that from the watch as well. I've seen that there are one or two games that are going to be for the Apple Watch, but I'm not going to really bother with those, I don't think. I'm more interested in the things that are going to be useful. What I want is something that's going to be good for capturing notes, and I am an Evernote user. I usually tend to use Evernote for capturing bits of information from websites that I want to keep safe and use another time. Those bits of information I want to keep for a longer period of time, because if I want to keep it just for a short amount of time, I send stuff to Pocket instead, which is a handy little thing just for reading things later. It's going to be pretty good to be able to do some of the ordinary things like sending emails and text messages and stuff like that from the iPhone. The Apple Watch, I should say. Still not used to having an Apple Watch. In fact, I haven't got an Apple Watch yet on my wrist, but as I say, I will do next week, next Friday. I'm going to England to a wedding, and the watch will be there waiting for me. So it's going to be very nice to have a bit of a play. I just have to make sure that I extricate myself from the play session with the watch and actually get into having a party and enjoying myself at the wedding with everybody else. I think it's possible as well to use the Apple Watch to control the photography on the phone, so maybe I can set up something with that as well if I want to do any sort of photography with the phone and use the Apple Watch to start the photo. I suppose it's like some sort of remote control for it or something. I don't know. We'll have to see how that works out. And, of course, the health things that go with it as well, with checking out the amount of times you stand up per day. Well, I stand up pretty much a lot of the day anyway, and it's going to be good to do that, and also to check the number of steps that I do. I've been using a Fitbit lately, and it's going to be good to use just the Apple Watch instead and everything all in one place. Although the only thing that I'm thinking about as well is the fact that I need to have the wake-up callers in the morning, which I can get from the Fitbit, the buzzing on the wrist, and I'm not going to be able to do that with the Apple Watch unless I buy two, one for wearing when I'm in bed and the other for wearing during the daytime. So I can get the alarms, silent alarms, with the taptic, or whatever they call it, thing that sort of taps on your wrist and lets you know whatever. We'll have to see how that goes. Maybe I can find some sort of way to charge it up at different times during the day so that I could wear it at night time. I'll have to see how it goes. In fact, it's going to be like that for a lot of things, because we're all just going to be finding out how to do stuff. One thing I've seen is that someone's made an infographic which gives you all of the different sort of things you can do with moving from screen to screen using the buttons on the side, and also that digital crown wheel for moving between different parts of the interface. So that's going to be quite interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do with that and just getting so that I can use it straight off. Oh yeah, the other application that I'm going to be using quite a bit, I suppose, is going to be Overcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't think the podcasts can be stored on the phone. You can store music on the phone. I'm still talking phone here. I should be talking Apple Watch. So I don't think you can store podcasts on the Apple Watch, but you can certainly store music on there. So in any case, to be able to control the Apple iPhone podcasting app Overcast from the watch. That could be quite handy too, and I'll be looking forward to see how that works out. Bit of a click on the wrist with the watch there, sort of turn the volume down a little bit or turn it back up again, and that would be rather nice. So I'm just now having a look at a website to see what sort of apps we can get for the watch, and Twitterific is going to be my Twitter app, and that's going to be quite good, I think. I like using Twitterific on the iPad and iPhone, and I'm thinking about getting it for the Mac as well, because I've got fed up with Tweetbots, and they haven't been updated the iPad version at all. There's Instagram, of course, and I don't use Snapchat, but I could put it on if I wanted to. And then we've got Meetup, which sometimes I get information from Meetup, so maybe I'll put that on as well, we'll see. In the news end of things, well, we've got Flipboard. I use Flipboard anyway, so that's going to go on. I don't use Instapaper. I use one called Pocket instead, so I'll stick with that. I don't know if they're going to come out with a version for the Apple Watch. We'll have to see. And I'll have to look to see if there's something there that gives me information about what's happening with Barcelona Football Club as well. We've got some fitness apps. I have used Strava before, but I don't tend to use it now. We've got the 7-minute workout. I've got that. I don't use it much, but I could start using it. And Runtastic, if I start running. And I don't know how likely that's going to be. Now, out of productivity, we've got Workflow. Now, that's going to be a really good one. I like the workflows, and I use one or two of them. And I think I've got them on my watch. I'm going to use them more, so let's see how that goes. And, of course, Drafts. I use that one quite a lot for taking notes. There's something there for Keynote, which I don't tend to use much. OneNote, which maybe I could use. Clear, that's one that's definitely going to be using. There's something in a few there that you could use. You could use Things or Wunderlist, coming out with something on Listastic. But Clear is the one that I like there, and I'll stick with it. Shazam, I've got, and I'm going to put it onto the watch as well. And what else we got? Food and Drink, Epicurious. I don't know if I've got Epicurious or not. I've got one that has been quite good. I think it's named after some sort of pickle or something like that. I can't remember what it's called now. Anyway, but let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah, I wonder if my MoneyWiz is going to come up on the Apple Watch as well. I hope they do, because that's a good little app, that is MoneyWiz. Whiz. And whiz, whiz, whiz. And let's go for what else we've got. Weather. So we've got Dark Sky, which everyone raves about, and Carrot Weather. And I'll probably not put either of those on, because I've got Yahoo Weather, and that's good enough for me. Travel. Well, I don't use Uber. You have to be in a particular place where does Uber to be able to use that, so I got Foursquare, so I might be able to use that, and I'm not too bothered about it though. One Password, and that's definitely one that's going to get used. This is where you're going to, maybe you need some sort of short password to get into a padlock or something like that, or get into a particular building, or you know, somewhere where you need to put a small password, you can just read it off the screen, and that could be quite useful for that. You won't be able to use it to put passwords in through the watch app, I don't think, but maybe that'll come in time. So that's one or two of the apps that I'm going to be looking at using on my iWatch or Apple Watch. I think there's going to be a lot of people that's going to be calling it iWatch for a while. I might have a look at the CalcBot as well. That's a free download that you can get for, you know, doing little bits of calculation on your watch. And isn't that wonderful? Time has brought us these marvellous technology and so on, and yet we're going back to a calculator on a phone. So there you go, that's Dave Allen talking about the Apple Watch, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.